A serious civil war is being fought on the streets. There's another battle taking place for information in cyberspace. Fada is a journalist in Syria who was arrested at the Syrian-Turkish border and interrogated for 6 days.
They asked me if I have a Facebook or Skype or email or something. After that, they bring a lot of papers that I wrote or comment or share on my Facebook page.
Fada says that during the interrogation, authorities presented her with copies of her Skype chats, Facebook comments, and other documents she had written. She thought that authorities obtained the information through a friend, but quickly discovered otherwise.
I asked my friend. We discussed about information technology and how they know. He said to me, give me your laptop to check it, and he found that I have a spy program in my laptop.
What Farah is referring to is a remote access tool, such as Dark Comet and Blackshades. They allow someone to gain access to your computer from a distance. Eva Galprin is the International Freedom of Expression Coordinator at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. She says these tools are being used to monitor members of the Syrian opposition.
What pro-Syrian government hackers do is they create a Trojan, which is disguised as a PDF or a document or some interesting web page. Then they send that around to members of the Syrian opposition. And when they click the link, what they're actually downloading is a remote access tool. And that tool covertly installs itself, and it allows the pro-Syrian government hackers to have full access. Pro-Syrian government hackers also exploit webs of trust. Once they have managed to install the remote access tool, they use that to gain knowledge about who that person is talking to, and then try to infiltrate their machines as well.
And it's easy to lure in Syrian opposition activists. Dilshad Othman is an IT engineer and a US State Department Internet Freedom Fellow.
It was last 2 months, actually, there was a PowerPoint file showing how Aleppo will join the revolution. So many people, they downloaded this file, and inside it there was the RAT file. So the people exchanged it and their computer became infected.
PM spoke to other victims who, in fear of being identified, don't want their voice on radio. One was a Syrian involved in a lawsuit against President Bashar al-Assad's inner circle. They say hackers gained access to their computer. They turned the webcam on, recorded them playing with their daughter, and they later emailed the video back to the plaintiff with a note referring to the lawsuit. Another victim was a Syrian activist. We'll call him Abu Ziad. He says the hackers took control of his computer, changed all his passwords, and posted pro-Syrian government content on his Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube accounts. Eva Galprin says these are classic examples.
It can log all of your keystrokes, which is concerning because you type in your passwords, and this allows them to gain access to your passwords, to your email, to all of your social networking sites, or Skype. You can use the tool to covertly launch the camera in somebody's computer or laptop.
So where is the information going? Dilshad Othman says the information is going to the Syrian government, but not everyone is convinced.
They were related with the Syrian IP address. This Syrian IP address is owned by the Ministry of Communication in Syria.
That's actually a thing that is extremely difficult to prove conclusively. All that we really can do is point to the fact that they are targeting opponents of the government, and they are sending that information back to a computer in Syria, and that the people who would be most interested in gathering this kind of information are the Syrian security forces.
Analysts say another thing that makes these espionage campaigns so effective is that people don't know when they're infected. Eva Galprin again.
Often this malware is very obscure and therefore not always detectable by using standard antivirus scans. Once you remove these files, that's no guarantee that the remote access tool is no longer on your computer, that your computer is necessarily safe. Because once an attacker has full administrative access to your computer, you don't know what else they've installed on there.
So while analysts investigate these cases and try to educate activists on information security, Syrians like Fada are left waiting for a time when they can freely use the internet.